he referred to his memories as the dreams of his waking life.
No, it was really realistic, but with a magical feeling to it, so that maybe you could call it more mystical than real.
So,
but I think they're all like kind of figures from my childhood that I would watch on the
like
TV.
One of them was rocks floating around.
I was in this completely white room.
It didn't seem far when I was standing on the hill, but as I was running,
but it only had one wheel, like the front of it,
and
was
I just
like
realized
hovering.
It was going to be too far.
It's these people that are so engrossed in their own worlds that they're doing comical things, but they're so serious.
You just need to find something that's profound,
sincere about it, and they can't really see what's going on outside of what they're doing.
Yeah,
I remember finally getting to
my
turn
weird dream
around,
when I was 6 years old.
I'd finally turn around, look at him, he would disappear, and he was actually walking from like window to window to door, to like trying to find a way to get.
But he also
contact.
Had an eye. He had like a screw for an
uncertainty
eye.
Uncertainty, like what's going on? And now this, like a dream unfolded.
And the lake had no shores beyond the horizon. Like it's just a lake.
And just the oddness
and
that any of this has come about at all.
There were people that I'd never met before.
You know, like chairs, weird.
But I had complete control over that
T-shirts,
conversation.
Weird.
And
even, I mean,
I felt like
but something
during the dream,
utterly
I had
specific.
Sherman Helmsley in the palm of my hand. Like I could have at that point made him agree with anything I wanted.
Are like snapshots. They are like pictures. They're not like a moving memory. Like I don't remember us doing this thing in an action sense. Like a feeling that courses through your whole body. It's not even localized in any specific place. It's not a thought. It's not even necessarily an emotion.
It's
just a general kind of
dream world. It was more than just psychological.
And I suppose this is debatable, but we could say that
the girl runs through a little crack, and I feel that I have to get her back.
Mind.
I ask her again, are you ready? I ask her again,
force of will with the mind, like, made it happen. It's hard to explain exactly. It's like a breathing and like a, you visualize it so strongly that it happens.
It was a very, very strange dream, but it was so real. And now no dream has ever felt so real, like it was actually happening.
Wait, isn't there, is, yeah, no, I know, no.
So you're like,
that's what you're living,
I need
living in something utterly discreet, the color of your socks.
A fork. You could reach into that pile and grab a fork. Because somebody left a fork there. You know, even if nobody had ever put a fork there.
It's good to remember that, you know, we're all still in our dreams.